This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Kevin Rhodes, appellant respondent versus Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission, respondent appellant, decided August 12, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. Kevin Rhodes, opinion issued August 12, 2025, and modified on the court's own appellant respondent. Motion September 9, 2025, v. Number SC-1009-98, Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission. Respondent Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jackson County. The Honorable J. Dale Youngs, Judge former employee Kevin Rhodes, and the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission, the Commission, both appeal the Circuit Court's judgment following a jury verdict in Rhodes's favor on his claims for hostile work environment and retaliation under the Missouri Human Rights Act, the Act. Rhodes asks this court to determine the constitutional validity of the damages cap in Section 230.111.4. 1. On cross appeal, the Commission argues Rhodes failed to make a submissible case for his claims because the one Rhodes specifically argues the damages cap violates his right to a jury trial, equal protection, due process, the mandate for the separation of powers, and the open court provision of the state constitution. All statutory citations are to RSMO 2016 unless otherwise indicated. 2. Judgment is not final for its failure to rule on Rhodes's request for equitable relief and prejudgment interest. However, this court dismisses the appeal. Factual and procedural background. Rhodes began his employment in 2001 with the commission, which terminated his employment in December 2019. In the last year of his employment, Rhodes was accused of using a racial slur, and the commission conducted an investigation. Rhodes filed grievances regarding treatment by his supervisor during the investigation. Rhodes was suspended and ultimately terminated after the investigation substantiated not only the allegation that he used a racial slur, but also other allegations of workplace misconduct. Rhodes filed 2 subsequent charges of discrimination with the Missouri Commission on Human Rights, which both times issued Rhodes a notice of right to sue. Rhodes filed his petition in the Circuit Court in March 2021, alleging various violations of the Act, including sex discrimination, retaliation, and hostile work environment. After trial, a jury found in the Commission's favor on Rhodes's claim of sex discrimination and in Rhodes's favor on his claims of retaliation and hostile work environment. The jury assessed the following damages: $24,997 for back pay, $24,997 for past economic damages, $21,000 for future economic losses, $180,000 for non-economic losses, and $1.7 million for punitive damages. In April 2023, the Circuit Court entered judgment on the jury verdicts, applying Section 213.111.4's damages cap to the jury's assessed damages and awarding Rhodes $24,997 for back pay and a $500,000 lump sum for past economic losses, future economic losses, non-economic losses, and punitive damages. The commission moved for judgment, notwithstanding the verdict. 3. Arguing Rhodes failed to make a submissible case on each of his claims. The Circuit Court overruled the motion. Rhodes and the commission cross-appealed. Rhodes argued Section 213.111.4's damages cap is unconstitutional, and the commission argued the Circuit Court erred in overruling its motion for judgment, notwithstanding the verdict. The appellate court transferred the case to this court pursuant to Article 5, Section 11 of the Missouri Constitution, based on this court's exclusive appellate jurisdiction to determine constitutional issues, MO Constant Art V, SE Carn 3, Appellate Review. The right to appeal is purely statutory. Anderson v. Metcalf, 300 SW2D 377, 378, Modern 1957, Section 512.020. A prerequisite to appellate review is that there be a final judgment. Gibson v. Brewer, 952 SW2-239, 244, Mobank, 1997. Internal quotation omitted. Section 512.025. It is the duty of reviewing courts to determine whether a final, appealable judgment has been entered. Anderson, 300 SW2D at 378. A final judgment is a legally enforceable judicial order that disposes of all claims or the last pending claim in a lawsuit. Jefferson Kenty, 911 Dispatch versus Plagenberg, 645 SW3D 473 475, Mower Bank 2022, Wilson v. City of St. Louis, 600 SW3D 763 768, Mower Bank 2020. To determine how many pending claims exist that must be disposed, the focus is on the number of legal rights asserted in the action. Jefferson Cinti, 645 SW3 at 476, quoting Comeres 4, Educoners Equal, v. State, 878 SW2 4 at 46, 451, Mower Bank 1994. A claim is the aggregate of operative facts which give rise to a right.